That's a large-scale attack.
More than that. One G sees you, comes after you, and moans. A click away, another G hears that moan, comes after it, and moans himself. Then another one, another click away, then another. Dude, if the area's thick enough, if the chain's unbroken, who knows how far you can pull them in from? And we're talking one after the other here. Try 10 every click, 100, 1,000. They started piling up, forming this artificial palisade at the first range marker, this ridge of corpses that got higher and higher each minute. We were actually building an undead fortification, creating a situation where all we had to do was pop every head that popped over the top. The brats had planned for this. They had a periscope tower thingy that let officers see right over the wall. They also had real-time downlinks from satellites and recon drones, although we, the grunts, had no idea what they were seeing. Land Warrior was gone for now, so all we had to do was concentrate on what was in front of our faces. We started getting contacts from all sides, either coming around the wall or else being drawn in from our flanks and even rear. Again, the brass was waiting for this and ordered us to form an RS.
A reinforced square. But you did have enough ammunition.
More than enough. The vehicles were packed to their roofs. We had water, we had replacements. If you needed a fiver, you just raised your weapon, and one of the Sandlers would jump in and take our place on the firing line. You'd grab a bite of eye rations, soak your face, stretch, drain the weasel. No one would ever volunteer for a fiver, but they had these KO-9 teams, combat shrinks, who were observing everyone's performance. They'd been with us since our early days on the range, knew us each by name and face, and knew, don't ask me how, when the stress of battle was starting to degrade our performance. We didn't know. I certainly didn't. There were a couple of times I'd miss a shot, or maybe take a half second instead of a full, then suddenly I'd get this tap on my shoulder, and I knew I was out of it for five.
What about at night?
We used searchlights from the vehicles, powerful, red-coated beams so it didn't mess with your night vision. The only creepy thing about night fighting, other than the redness from the lights, is the glow a round makes when it enters the head. That's why we call them cherry pies, because if the bullet's chem comp wasn't mixed right, it would burn so bright it made their eyes glow red. That was a cure for constipation, especially later on nights when you pulled guard duty and one would come out of you out of the dark. Those glowing red eyes, frozen in time the second before it falls.
He shivers. How did you know the battle was over?
When we stopped shooting? No, actually, that's a good question. Around 0400 it started to taper off. Heads weren't poking out as much. The moan was dying down. The officers didn't tell us the attack was almost over, but you could see them looking through their scopes, talking on their radios. You could see the relief in their faces. I think the last shot was fired just before dawn. After that, we were just waiting for the first light. It was kind of eerie, the sun rising over this mountainous ring of corpses. We were totally walled in. All sides were piled at least 20 feet high and over 100 feet deep. I'm not sure how many we killed that day. Stats always vary on who you get it from. The dozer blade Humvees had to push a path through the corpse ring just to let us get out. There were still living G's, some slow ones who were late to the party, or who had tried to climb up and over their dead friends and had slid back down into the mound. When we started burying the bodies, they came tumbling out. That was the only time Senior Lobo saw any action. At least we didn't have to stick around for BS duty. They had another unit waiting in reserve to clean up. I guess the brass figured we'd done enough for one day. We marched 10 miles to the east, set up a bivouac with watchtowers and concertainer walls. I was so damn beat. I don't remember the chem shower, turning in my gear to be disinfected, turning in my weapon for inspection. Not one jam, not the whole unit. I don't even remember slipping into my bag. They let us sleep as late as we wanted the next day. That was pretty sweet. Eventually the voices woke me up, everyone jawing, laughing, telling stories. It was a different vibe, 180 from 2 days ago. I couldn't really put a finger on what I was feeling. Maybe it was what the president said about reclaiming our future. I just knew it felt good, better than I had the entire war. I knew it was going to be a real long-ass road. I knew our campaign across America was just beginning. But hey, as the Prez said later that first night, at least it was the beginning of the end.